Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Hello and welcome, brave listeners. With open arms and hearts full of love and laughter, turn the lights down, sit back and relax. We'll all share the fun, the frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. Let's start tonight like we do every night. Let us lift our voices for you in song. Gentlemen of music, take it away.
There's a train leaving town today. Buying a ticket, I wouldn't miss it. Gonna hop right aboard. It'll take me right to your front door. We'll scream and shout, never to pout together once again. There's a train leaving town today. Checking the time, boy, it's a crime how much I miss your face. I can't wait to see you smile. Your big grin from cheek to chin, teeth from ear to ear. Choo-choo, I love you, baby. Choo-choo, I miss you, honey. Choo-choo, I'm cuckoo for you. It's true, there's a train leaving town today. We'll hug and snuggle, followed by cuddles. Can't wait to be in your arms. Can't believe how long it's been. Cheek to cheek, you make me weak. I'm buckling at the knees. Choo-choo, I love you, baby. Choo-choo, I miss you, honey. Choo-choo, I'm cuckoo for you. It's true, there's a train leaving town today. Steel on the track, I'm headed back. Clickety-clack, tickety-tack. Heaven knows, where is that train? When I first met you, I knew it was love. But I know that I know you, you're sent from heaven above. There's a train leaving town today. Steel on the track, I'm headed back. Clickety-clack, tickety-tack. So there it goes. Oh no, I've missed the train.
If you write a letter to Santa, it might never be replied to. But if you really need an answer to a problem, address your letter to whom it may concern. But before that, we'll need to take a quick moment for a word from our sponsor.
And the dinner party the other night was simply an unparalleled success.
Well, I wish I could have been there.
You would have enjoyed it so.
I know I would have. You simply throw the best soirees. Shirley, are you okay?
Oh, yes, Betty. I'm fine. Nothing to concern yourself with.
Shirley, you look simply exhausted.
Can I be forthcoming with you? Honest, even?
You can tell me anything. What's a secret between girlfriends?
You know how hard Bill works.
He's the breadwinner, after all.
What man isn't? But all of these dinner parties, all of these luncheons with management, It's almost too much, and coffee just isn't cutting it.
Not even a cup of Joe pops you on your feet and sends you on your way?
Not anymore. However, do you get by with Dan with such ease? You make it look effortless.
That's not without a little help.
A little help?
Let me clue you in. Have you ever tried soda?
Well, of course I have, but that won't help, will it?
You'd be surprised. While those other leading brands might give you a little bit of energy, there's one that stands ahead above the rest.
Tell me all about it.
Forget all the rest of leading pops and sodas. You need a real fizzy drink to lift your spirits and send you soaring.
Is it really that good?
Believe you me, it practically does the work for you.
I don't know. It sounds too good to be true.
Funny you should say that. The makers of this fine product knew that everyone might feel that way, so they disputed it right in the title.
Really? What's it called?
Oh, this little bottle? It's called the Fantastic Yet Far-Fetched Fizzy Drink.
The Fantastic Yet Far-Fetched Fizzy Drink?
Yes, the Fantastic Yet Far-Fetched Fizzy Drink from the fine folks who work with Dr. Clutterbuck.
Wherever do I find this fine product, Betty?
Most everyone can find it at their local grocer, but lucky for you, the wait is over. I've got a bottle right here.
What's in it?
Nothing but the best ingredients science and nature have to offer. Lithium cyrate and the cocoa leaves from our wonderful friends in exotic South America. Mix that with a little soda water, cane sugar, and a dash of love. That'll boost your mood.
But aren't these drinks fattening?
Some might be. But Dr. Clutterbuck, he's thought of everything. Using only the healthiest and most modern of medical techniques, those wasteful, waste-expanding sips are counteracted by a modern miracle drug called methamphetamine.
Oh, that sounds fancy, Betty.
You know it, girl. A little pop will pep you right up.
Here goes nothing. Wow.
Was it good?
Delish. And my lips are tingling.
That must be the bubbles. Means it's working.
It's electric. Feels like I could run a marathon and climb the tallest mountain.
This fizzy drink makes it seem like anything is possible.
You have no idea. I feel like the veil has been lifted from my eyes. I can see beyond myself, beyond this world, through the stars and celestial bodies, things that are so much greater than myself. And while those things should make me feel less than, I do not. I feel as if I can move between universes far beyond our current understanding.
Calm down there, Shirley. You still got a vacuum.
I wonder if this is how Alexander the Great felt, as William Congreve once wrote, "Nothing remains but to sit down and weep like Alexander when he wanted other worlds to conquer."
You do that, Shirley, just as long as the hors d'oeuvres are hot and the champagne is flowing.
Oh, my heart is racing.
So will your husband's when he sees what a fabu job you've done prepping for your next event.
I must go once more into the breach!
Okay, bye, Shirley. Talk to you soon.
Wait, this is her house.
Dr. Clutterbuck's fantastic yet far-fetched fizzy drink. Available where all fine sodas, colas, and pops are found. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. There are people out there who know how to exactly handle every situation. For everyone else, there's your dearest Aunt Agony.
When you hear the tap, tap, tap of my typewriter, you know I'm solving problems and helping those less fortunate or in need. Won't you trust your dearest Aunt Agony with your problems?
When you need help and you've nowhere else to turn, place a letter in the post. Label it, "To whom it may concern." We remit tonight's story, Father's Little Dividend. Adriana Agony traded a sword for the mightier pen, but today something far grander than even the quill.
Dearest Samuel, Your kindly young lass is nothing if not correct. She is worth all the trouble and fuss of courting. Wait until the time is right before being on the pull, if you get my drift. As Shakespeare once scribbled with his quill, for 'tis the sport to have the engineer hoist with his own petard, and shan't shall go hard. But I will dwell 1 yard below their minds and blow them at the moon. Oh, 'tis most sweet when in one line two crafts directly meet. Well, I could go into detail about what Prince Hamlet was going through at the time and why he said this and acted in all sorts of ways unbecoming. I'll simply recommend this. Until you're ready for a real commitment, never should your crafts directly meet, lest you risk blowing your world to smithereens for at least the next 18 years or so, as she could go up the duff. In other words, and until then, keep your petard to yourself. Sincerely, Adriana Agony, a.k.a. your Agony Aunt. Ah, oh, Samuel, here's to hoping you listen, yet few do.
Pardon me, Miss Agony, have I disturbed you?
The only disturbed item here currently is the lack of sense commonly granted to the youth of the world. At least that seems to be my sensibility.
How clever you are, madam.
What can I do for you, Reginald, my faithful friend and editor?
Yes, yes. Nothing of severe importance, but I thought I might bring your attention to this specific inquiry. Thought it best to allow it to float to the top of the stack.
Reginald, you know it's almost tea time and...
I understand. Tea time is to be respected and honored, and yet...
If I must...
You must.
Then I must. Tut, 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 very worried. Tut, 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 missing daughter. Tut, 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 family fortune. Tut, 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 please help. Well, then...
You see?
I do.
It seemed too important.
Of the utmost, yes.
So...
Yes?
Shall I put on the kettle?
You shan't, kind sir.
Understood.
If you would be so kind, I believe a car is in order. Would you mind fetching one for me?
Right away, madam.
A missing heiress, eh? Not for long. Not on my watch.
Rushed from her humble abode, Adriana Agony is escorted onto the estate of Titus Payne, of the Wiltshire Paynes. While this respected family from nearby has just recently moved in, they've already searching for something they have lost.
Mrs. Agony, I presume?
Your presumption is correct. I am Adriana Agony.
Very good. Welcome to the Payne estate. Mr. Payne is waiting in the study.
The butler guides Adriana down a long hallway, lined with the men from the Payne family that made their impression on history.
All of these gentlemen were well respected in their time. Wouldn't have the family fortune without the assistance of each of them.
The number of portraits hung in this corridor.
Ah, yes, about 40 in total. Representing about a 12th of the overall collection, if my count is correct, which it most certainly is.
Impressive.
One painting in particular catches Adriana's fancy.
Something wrong, madam?
This piece in particular is...
Breathtaking?
I suppose, in a way. Who is this?
That, madam, is Lord Silas Payne. This would be him right before the Battle of Boyne in 1690, which sealed the fate of what was promised by the glorious revolution.
Quite the bloodless revolution, as I recall.
Too right. Most of the losing side of the battle might disagree, however. Many inadequately trained officers' lives were lost that day.
The artist should be commended. I feel that the Lord's eyes are gazing into my soul, desperate to escape. Could they be following me?
A most important part of the piece in reality. Lord Payne was rumored to not only have the finest 1,000-yard stare, but also could sleep sitting up on his horse, his eyes wide open.
If only wars could be won through words and not bloodshed.
I'm sure Lord Payne would agree with your assessment. his last words were, "What's that huge ball coming at my face? Oh, that's a..." These were muttered right before he was beheaded by a cannonball, throwing him from his steed and onto five of the opposing army's men. At least he can travel onto his heavenly reward, knowing that he killed them in the same instance. But I assure you, friendly fire wasn't so friendly that day. Moving on.
The butler and Adriana end their journey at the solar of the estate.
Mrs. Adriana Agony Master Payne.
Thank you. Please wait outside.
Very good, sir.
Mrs. Agony, wonderful to make your acquaintance.
The pleasure is all mine, Lord Payne.
Call me Titus, please.
Then please feel free to address me simply as Adriana.
Of course. And you will excuse the mess, as we've been in these surroundings for the last 3 months or so.
No apologies needed, Titus.
This estate is quaint, if not crowded. The house is only about 125,000 square meters. The land is only a few hundred acres. How anyone lives in a hovel like this is beyond me.
I live in a one-bedroom studio surrounded by my typewriter and a number of books that my ex referred to as inappropriate and should be traded for two cats instead. But it is rent-controlled, so... there is that.
Change is hard. I understand.
It is that.
Which is precisely why I've beckoned you here.
You mentioned your daughter, Claudia.
Claudia. My most valuable asset. The biggest thorn in my side.
Children sweeten labors, but they make misfortunes more bitter.
Nothing may be truer than that. Is that Oswald Mosley?
No. Francis Bacon.
Who doesn't love bacon?
Claudia?
Yes. She was set to inherit everything. While she would have been honored with a simple trust until my passing this estate, this estate, the one in Wilshire, a summer home in Greece, a small chalet in Italy, the stables...
Yes, yes.
It all would have eventually been hers. All that was required of her was to marry.
Marry? Marry who?
A gentleman named Solomon Richardson.
Is he here? Might I speak with him?
Unfortunately, no. Budgeting issues. Mm. You see, his, not mine. While I would love to say that their marriage would have been one of love and admiration, it's truly one of convenience. While his family may be cash poor, their power is unlimited in a way. Ours are simply a few titles and millions upon millions in British sterling.
How humbling that must be.
Oh, you have no idea.
I truly don't have any idea.
Money can't buy happiness, I suppose.
But it can make you awfully comfortable while you're being miserable.
Excuse me?
Oh, the end of that quote. Money can't buy happiness, but it can make you awfully comfortable while you're being miserable. Most people forget the end.
Well, I'm far too busy making money to remember all the quotes in the world.
Of course.
There was that one last piece of information that might help.
Ah, and what might that be?
There was another boy from our old stomping grounds. He was always making eyes at her. They would laugh and flirt, going on like that in public. Humiliating. Absolutely. It's one of the reasons we relocated here. I won't have my daughter fraternizing with a commoner. Boys will be boys, after all.
And girls will be women?
Girls will be taken advantage of.
A firm grip will kill things quicker than they keep them.
Another of your fanciful quotes?
A simple thought from someone who gives advice for a living.
Very well. Is there anything else you need from me at this time?
In order to find your daughter?
No, in order to open a Belgian waffle restaurant and pub. Yes, to find my daughter.
I can't imagine why she ran away.
What was that?
I must be running away! To see what I can deduce about the whereabouts of your daughter.
Very good.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. But Adriana, you're supposed to be the best at what you do. Don't let me down.
What I do? That's my business.
On her way out of the manor, Adriana pauses for just a few seconds at the portrait of Silas Payne.
I swear, that man's eyes are following me.
Adriana takes a brief respite at her home to regroup and reassess the problem at hand. Her friend and confidant, Reginald, is by her side.
Doesn't sound like you met all the players in the game.
Not in the least. My first impression of the family was far from anything but impressive.
Too right.
If you would.
Ready to make the call?
Please.
Of course. Yes. Okay. Ahoy, ahoy, hello, girl, please. All things considered, we really should be in striking distance of a resolution soon. Yes, Shepherd's Bush, 67734, if you would. Holding. I have all the faith and confidence that you'll locate the Alice who's certainly fallen down a well of misfortune in a matter of moments. Yes. Ahoy, ahoy. May I speak with one Miss Jonathan Hardmeat? Jonathan? Ahoy, ahoy. Yes, I've got one Miss Adriana Agony on the line. Might you have a moment to speak? Yes, very good.
Who am I speaking with?
Jonathan Hardmeat at your service.
Pleasure to be speaking with you, Mr. Hardmeat.
Pleasure's all mine, Mrs. Agony. But please, call me Jonathan. Mr. Hardmeat was me father. Still not an easy name to grow up with.
Kids can be cruel, and with a name like...
Jonathan? They would shout things like, "Hey, Johnny!" and "Hey, there's Johnny!"
Yes, well, sorry for that.
What can I be doing for you?
I believe we have an acquaintance in common, one Claudia Payne.
Have you heard from Cece?
Cece?
It was a pet name for her.
You were close then? Intimate even?
Well, nothing as salacious as all that. Oh, we held hands. Pecking without porn, if you gets it. Nothing biblical beyond that.
Sweethearts is all then?
Well, yes, Mum.
Nothing larger at play there then?
Well, is we having a little bit of a client-patient privilege here, yeah?
We're not, I mean, sure.
Well, I had larger designs on her, I did. I was going to be saving forever. But had a nice little ring picked out. Simple, sure. Nothing like what a family name could provide. Something she could be proud of all the same.
You wanted to ask for her hand?
In marriage, yeah.
That's a sublime sentiment. I won't keep you any longer.
I wanted to take away her pain and give her my hard meat.
Wonderful speaking with you, Jonathan.
Hey, righto. You too, Mrs. Agnew.
Insightful.
As the optimistic optometrist once explained, everything is coming into focus.
Ah, yes. At least one of us is on the inside of this particular conundrum. I simply don't understand. A father with an iron fist, a common boy with an underwhelming grasp on reality, and a daughter caught in between that doesn't seem to want to be found by either. They all appear to be headed in different directions. I can't seem to focus on the larger picture.
The larger picture, indeed.
You seem to have it all worked out.
I do, yes.
Well, your intelligence and ability to lift the proverbial veil of mystery from even the most bewildering of spectacles and reduce the events to the essentials has always been, shall we say, nifty.
Oh, you were so close to sticking the landing on that statement.
It felt it, yes, yes, yes.
I was moments away from declaring, "Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants."
It's disheartening when I get wrapped up in the words and miss my mark, you know.
As the old adage goes, a fool thinks himself to be wise, but a wise man knows himself to be a fool.
Plutarch?
The Bard.
Ah, yes, yes.
You are certainly no fool, Reginald.
Then a wise man I shall be.
Were you even paying attention to the quote? The part about a fool thinks himself to be wise? I mean, really?
Pardon me for being a tad confused.
Pardon granted.
Are you heading out?
I am. It's time. While Titus Payne believes the situation to be black and white with his daughter, there are most certainly shades of gray.
A driver shall be beckoned right away.
Upon returning to the Payne estate, Adriana unceremoniously barges in to see Titus Payne.
Apologies. She simply wouldn't be stopped, sir.
Wouldn't or couldn't? She is a determined dowager, after all.
I beg your pardon. I've never been married in my life.
Even better. The help has been outwitted and outmoded by a spinster with a carpet bag and an umbrella during an uncommonly dry season. Perfect.
Very good, sir.
May I assume that you've stormed in here with a resolution for the situation with my daughter?
Are you concerned about your flesh and blood or what she represents?
Is there a difference between those two?
There most certainly is. You see, if you were paying attention to how she felt and what she needed, you might have noticed how unhappy she was relocating to this house. She was ripped away from what she loved.
Are we talking about her dullard of a suitor? She should just get off him.
Maybe she wasn't ready to get off. All you're concerned about is money, and that's exactly why your butler kidnapped her.
That's a lie! Utter nonsense!
He tied her up, and when the time was right, he would place a ransom note on your desk. You'd pay because you'd rather lose a few pounds than lose face.
Is this true?
Absolutely not! Me? Hide your daughter from you? That's utterly unfathomable!
He's right! I was merely joshing you! The butler didn't do it, but if you'll follow me...
Titus follows Adriana out to the hallway. She brings him to the painting of...
Lord Silas Payne?
I don't see.
That's exactly right, you don't see. But that's only because you're not looking. The forest for the trees, as it were.
Adriana raises her umbrella over her head and... using the pointed end, she stabs the canvas. She then turns the hook of the handle and rips it to smithereens.
Behind the painting, a secret passage.
Couldn't you have simply opened the passage behind the painting?
It was priceless! One of a kind!
Okay, yes, I see your point. Yet even more priceless...
That's not a thing!
Quiet, help! More importantly... this is where your daughter has been tucked away. Not kidnapped, not run it away, only hidden.
How ever did you deduce where I was?
The eyes. They were gouged out of the picture. It was quite obvious, actually. I'm surprised that no one else found you sooner.
Claudia, why the subterfuge?
I miss my home. Not this shack. I had friends and a life. When we moved here, I was miserable. You never even noticed. You were too busy with counting your money and organizing your assets. I never wanted that. You wanted that for me.
She clearly wanted to know the pleasure of a hard day's work.
What? No, I hate work.
Is this because of the hard meat boy?
He's sweet, but he couldn't fulfill my needs. Conversationally speaking, that is, he wasn't in a place intellectually to discuss the effect of the industrial age on the global economy, not only here but overseas. He only wanted to talk about dirty things.
I'll kill him.
Why? You speak of coal mining almost as much as he.
I want you to return home.
I cannot abide this.
If we summer here, but snowbird in Barcelona this year.
That seems nice.
As Shaw once wrote, a happy family is but an earlier heaven.
I'll see you out, Mrs. Agony.
Might I request a spot of tea before my travels?
You accused me of shanghaiing my employer's child. We are fresh out of tea.
Should have seen that coming.
After an arduous day of misery turned mystery, Adriana closes out her day as she so often does.
Whilst Daddy's little girl might be a fitting moniker for so many, from the tiniest bunnies to the eldest of birds, that's not everyone's life experience. The Bible might advise children to honor their father and mother. But what if the former of the two guardians is more interested in shekels than successes? If you ask for a penny for my thoughts on the matter, a good name is better than riches. But having a dollar to your name will starve off the agony of starvation. Sincerely, Adriana Agony, a.k.a. your agony aunt.
Where might the next letter begging for advice be addressed from? You'll find out next time with a letter inscribed, To Whom It May Concern. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we can't leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We just all smile and sigh. And we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter and the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part. It's such sweet sorrow.
So for now we say,
until next time, we love you.
Until next time, we'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There, you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.